Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I literally need somebody to come and drag Danta out of here. It's no so bala. What's his song? Okay, it takes us to 11 minutes after 2 o'clock. Almost said 12, but no, it's after 2 o'clock. No, I think, you know, sometimes I make the mistake of having so much fun in here, I end up singing. And when I do that, Danta will hear me from the other side. And then he comes, he's like, hit that note. I'm like, Danta, just leave me alone. Because it's not even a good note. You're wearing headphones. Who sings well with their headphones on? Danta likes doing that. How are you doing, my blessing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, well, well. Happy Wednesday. Oh, why am I saying Tuesday? Happy Wednesday. I'm hardly ever here on a Tuesday, so I don't know where I got that.
We're looking forward to a Friday. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, man, I can imagine. Now, welcome, welcome back, Blessing. What are we talking about this afternoon?
Well, we're trying to have financial conversations within our family so that we can improve or avoid conflicts.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of families don't talk about finances.
Mm-hmm. Does this have anything to do particularly with the conversation we had last week of black tax, or is it totally different?
It's totally different, but you know, okay. All finance conversations are interrelated. So you might find some of the things that we'll be talking about here is kind of related to what we spoke about last week, other week. But this is solely for partners, couples, and then filtering into the children as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
We'll look at first the partners, the spouses. You're married. We'll make it a hypothetical story or a hypothetical example. The father is the one that has an income in the house. And even the mother, probably, but the father is the one that receives more income than everybody else in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you find out that the wife is always, because she's the one who's running the operations of things, operational expenses in the house. She knows what is needed in the house. So every now and then she'll keep on coming to ask for money.
Okay.
And if you don't communicate with your spouse as to this is what you are earning, she doesn't know how much you receive on a monthly basis, then she'll keep on coming every now and then because she also is managing the children in the house. The children need this, the children need that, the school needs this, the school needs that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you may find it frustrating that your wife is always asking for money.
Okay.
But if you make it easier whereby you communicate, starting with your spouse and picking the right time to have that conversation with your wife and show her, we believe in spreadsheets. Show her, this is how much I am earning. What is the budget or the plan of the house? That's from the one now that's running the operations of the house. You obviously also may have things that as the man that you are doing, you are paying on the side. Just be open and have those kind of conversations with your wife so that your wife doesn't constantly come knowing that you actually do not have.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you understand? So, for example, your wife is not gonna be transparent. You know, if you know that, for example, you're earning 12,000 rands, your wife is not gonna come every now and then asking for things that will go beyond the 12,000 rands that you earn.
Exactly.
If she doesn't know, she may keep on
asking.
she may keep on she may keep on asking, and that conversation also helps for you, for both of you to have shared goals. You are both you both have an understanding of what it is that you want to achieve as a couple or as a family. And I would say, well, depending on how at the age of your children, but if your children are also at an age, involve them.
Yeah.
So it's very vital that you have these frequent meetings, finance meetings. You can make them quarterly, you can make them monthly. Actually, the more frequent you can have them, the better, because there's a better understanding of where things are in terms of what you want to achieve as a family, financially. So you create a budget together every month end. Not that on the 25th, if you get paid on the 25th, that's when I hate it. When people come to, because they have an expectation that I have money.
Because you've gotten paid, as if you don't have responsibilities.
As if I don't have responsibility. I've not had a budget. So a person comes to me, my friends or even my family, they know you can't come to me on that day and ask me to send you money. Even if it's there, I don't have it, because even if I've gotten emergency fund, it's planned, it's budgeted.
True.
Even if it's money that should keep me and sustain me for the month, it's budgeted. So if you're coming to me and you're asking for 300 rand, it doesn't mean I don't have it, but I'll say to you, I don't have it.
It's not in your budget.
You came to me on that day.
Yeah.
It's not in my budget to put money. But if you had come to me even a week before, it's too late for me.
Blessing. Really now?
Even a week before, it's too late for me. I know what I'm supposed to do with that money.
So plan well ahead of time so that when I do my budget, I try and incorporate you into it.
Exactly. And this also helps with the in-laws that are gonna come. You know, like if your husband used to be the breadwinner of his family, so and you come in, there's most of the time that conflict of interest between his family and you, because they feel like you're taking
their brother's money.
Yeah, you're taking their bread away from their mouth, right?
Okay.
Yes, and that's the truth, but you can maneuver that.
Yeah.
Right? You can maneuver that. You can't have your sister as the husband just showing up and saying, putting galung to meleli 500. I'm going for an interview. Right? There needs to be some form of principles now and boundaries when your wife is around. So these are things that you also need to communicate. Maybe you can make a bar for your extended families in your budget, in your planning. These are things that you need to talk about.
That's true.
During your plenary meetings, as to, because you may find out people get afraid to also look at their bank statements. Because looking at your bank statement frequently tells you where your money is going to. So if a lot of your money is going to your in-laws, and it's my, and you find yourselves in the house always wanting, because there's a lot of money.
You're giving money out.
These are conversations that you need to have, not to have to fight over those conversations, but to find solution as to how can we also still incorporate our extended families, but at the same time putting boundaries as to how do they, if even though you are the one that brings in the income, how's your wife in terms of finances? Because you also can't, if you know that your wife just spends and overspends money, you also somewhere somehow needs to have some form of control.
Of course.
As to how the money is being used. You understand? Mm. So these conversations are so vital and critical.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of families, they fail because there's not that conversation, that communication. And even including the children, because your child will also keep on, if your child doesn't know how much you make and what is done with the money, is not involved in these conversations, and I'm not talking about 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds.
Talking about mature children. Mm.
Yes, like maybe your teenagers, they will keep on coming because they also had, remember, children also in their schools have pressure from friends whose parents can afford, like maybe these designer shoes, these designer wares, and they also want to fit in, you know, into the pressure. And they will keep on coming. But when they know that my mom actually cannot afford to do this,
they can learn to limit themselves. That's so true.
And also giving them a stipend, and also checking to see you're teaching your child to be responsible.
Yeah.
When you are tracking that money that you've given him or her for the month. Check on a weekly basis. How much, what have you done? How much do you have left? You know, like some children, they will get that 500 rand and use it on day one.
Eh.
Then for the whole 29 or 30 days, they don't have money. But you need to train a child to have a proper relationship with money. That when money comes into their hands, it doesn't mean that they must blow it up.
True.
Have you watched that show called Blue?
I blew it.
this is a lack of trainings of financial managing finances from us as parents to our children. So once they get exposed to a lot of money like that, then all they know is to blow it.
That's true.
They've not been trained from a young age. So these conversations are going to help whereby you as a mother or you as a father, because sometimes it's not all mothers that are able to manage finances well. Some fathers are able to manage finances well. So whoever is stronger in that particular aspect, let the person be the one that's going to do that tracking of the children on a weekly basis. Check how much do you still have. Buy them in this one. Don't get tossa that thing. Esas lango fagi 1 rand, 5 rand.
Oh no! Either the ticket box.
Buy them a ticket box where they go and put, every time they've bought something, they check how much change do they have, what am I going to do with the change, go and put, even though that form is a very old way of managing your finances, because putting money in the bank, it gains interest, you know, than the ticket box. But that's also just training the child to be able to have a proper relationship with money.
That's true.
And to also know that if I finish it, daddy doesn't have more to give to me.
And you know, I've seen kids be better than us at managing their finances when you teach them early and are consistent. Yes. Now you don't touch their diggy box. You find that they manage their money better. At the end of the year, they've got savings. And when nothing. You're only saved by the bonus.
Yes. And you find sometimes the wives, they buy, like, because maybe the wife has the owns the car, the card of the husband. And they have these shopping spree that they do secretly. These clothes, we never see them coming out of the car, and most of the time those clothes are never worn, because you know how you actually bought those things. The husband bought them. But these things, these conversations, they help a lot. Literally help a lot.
Okay.
They help a lot, and they will help the family to avoid a lot of fights that families go through and eventually end up divorcing because of the lack of these conversations.
Yeah. Are you there, Blessing?
That's what I'm still here.
Okay.
That's what I heard. The importance of that honesty, because I know like men sometimes feel like when they have to disclose. I know myself, I'm not married yet. I know if I, nobody knows in my family how much I earn. It's only my daughter, and because my daughter, I can trust her to tell her anything. I know she will not blow it and tell anybody. But I know, like, maybe I'm like a lot of men, they have difficulty disclosing such kind of information.
Yes.
True. I also feel like that.
My mom never disclosed how much she earns with us. I think at a point where we kind of knew, I think we caught her payslip somewhere when we were younger, but we couldn't say, "Wootsie, we know how much you earn, girl." But not her sitting my niece down. And now, remember, my mom's pensioned already. She gets money from her investments. She gets a monthly salary. Girl tells her grandchild. But remember, now she's retired. She's not getting that one we saw on the pay slip. Sana, she doesn't tell us. She doesn't tell us, but she tells the grandchild. I'm like, oh, girl.
I'm telling you, Bangumzulwane, you're such a beautiful.
Very nice.
Well, for me, like, I think I'm like your grand, but obviously one day when I get married, I would have to learn to unlearn that.
Yes.
And because it's also a skill. It's something when you read and see the statistics of divorce, not only in South Africa, all around the world, finances is the key issue.
Yeah.
This thing of not communicating finances. If you feel like... whether it's the man that brings in the income or the woman, if you see the other partner that you are constantly making flaws when it comes to decisions, about talk to each other about these things, correct each other in love about these things. If your wife has developed a habit of shopping even things that you know that she doesn't need, these meetings, these quarterly meetings or these monthly meetings are going to help in even dealing with each other's bad habits that are affecting your finances.
That's so true. Blessing, you're a blessing, sweetie. We are running out of time. Thank you so much. It's really important, I think, transparency. Even if you're not going to say the figure as a parent, if you're uncomfortable with that, but be transparent enough to say, this I can afford, this I can't afford as well. Because that's the thing. When a child doesn't know.
If you don't say how much, if you say you can't afford, there's that mindset that the person has that, You do have that money. They will keep on coming to ask.
So I'm saying this because my sister's children, for instance, they know what we always tell them this. When we can do it, we definitely will do it for you. It's worth asking. Ask, but when I say to you, I don't have it, then it's okay, you know? And because we do so much for them, they're at a place where sometimes they can see the ask is too big.
There are those people that you know when they don't have, even if you don't know how much they earn.
Exactly.
But when they say to you, I really
then they genuinely don't. Yes. And that's the point we've gotten to with them, where if we say we don't have it, then they actually believe us. And it's never a, please try, please. No, they leave it. Yeah. It's gotten to a point where it could even be a school thing. When we say we can't, then they know. But they know some barriers they can push. Then we're like, no, it's cool. It's cool. You'll get it. No, we'll make sure you get it. Sometimes it really still is a little bit out of reach. But my sister and I put our heads together and we're like, we have to do this. They deserve it. But there are things where we're like, you guys are going to need to miss out on this. And they're like, it's okay, my guys. It's okay, ma.
I have sisters who, like, every time they change jobs, they will share as to how much they earn. I can't.
It's the look on your face for me.
I can't. I feel naked. It's like you just know everything about me.
My life. Yes. I think there's a reason why even pay slips are usually written confidential, you know, the physical ones. It's quite a confidential thing.
It's training for me, like with the type of work that I do. Finances, I can't just keep on talking about
exactly,
people's money.
Exactly.
So that includes mine. So there's certain information. I know if you do payroll, you're not allowed to talk about people's salaries. So I can't now disclose to a stranger, let alone even family, like, as to this is, well, even my daughter, she had to earn it. She had to
pay. I like that one.
I could trust her that I know that she's not going to tell anyone. So yeah. It's me and her. Anyway, thank you so much, Luko, and thank you to our listeners. I do hope that they have received, even that family, maybe that was fighting, you know, always about finances. Daddy, please have that meeting this month before you get paid. Have that meeting with your wife, and later, you know, when if your children at a stage, have that conversation with your children as well, and see if the things that you guys have been fighting about are just not going to be booted out by practicing that.
Blessing, thank you so much, my lovey. We'll talk again next week. Have a lovely week further and a great weekend.
Same to you. Bye.
We do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.